10 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome, Lagos. Are you awake yet? Or should we do some more screaming?
Maybe we should.
My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and never alone. I got my info girl here. She's my wingman, you know. I have wings, but she's my wingman in a woman's body.
Your left wingman. That's not so nice.
No, it's okay. You can be my wingman to the left, to the right. You can just wing,
great,
you know.
Great.
Anyway, how has your week been? Yes, because Mondays are the beginning of the week. Did you enjoy your Monday? Or were you one of those people that were trapped in traffic? Don't worry. You can get better.
It
gets better, right? But anyway, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning. As usual, we start off the show with the best of conversations, because I always say that this is where Lagos's best conversation resides. Ooh. Take it to the bank. They will give you change.
I'm telling you.
Anyway, as usual, we start off with a sound off. After sound off, we muse our way into the day. And then on the final hour, we take a break and talk about very serious things. And today we're going to be talking about mental health. And of course, a lot of things that we need to consider that we overlook in these parts. And sometimes we say we need the pastor to pray for you. You need to go for deliverance. We need to go to Bar Beach and just bath you, you know.
That's
not the answer. Yes, we will have an expert in the studio joining us to discuss this, especially because of the issues around the mental health bill that government just passed. So it's great. It's going to be a great conversation. Once again, welcome to the show. Are you ready? Let's do this.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sport, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. And this morning, I'm not going to be screaming or throwing the book at anybody. I'm just going to be appealing to everyone this morning. Go and get your PVC, please. It's very important. I mean, if you want me to come and stand outside your office with a placard, go get your PVC. I'll do it. Whatever it will take for you to get your PVC, I will do it. But please go get your PVC, even if it means bringing a mat to the place. Because you see, INEC has devolved the process. And that's why they brought it very close to you, to your ward, and to where you registered initially, so that you will have no excuse. You will say, I went to local government, though. We said that the old day did not attend to us. They're devolving it. They're spreading your cards to the places that are closest to you. In fact, to the areas that you will be voting in, so that there is no excuse. We need more people to turn up to get their voter's card. And please, when you get your PVC, it's not that you use it to go and open an account or be using it as, you know, identification. It's so that you will identify your polling unit and go and vote on election day for all of the elections. Please, I beg you. It's very important to all of us that we all show up on election day, because the naysayers are banking on the fact that we may not show up on election day. Mm. So, because you see, voter apathy is sometimes plays to the benefit of the bad guy. But if we all show up on election day, our votes will one way or the other count. Don't let them lie to you that your vote doesn't count. It does count. Why are they offering to pay for it? Why are they asking you to sell your vote if it doesn't count? It does count. They deceived you to believe that it doesn't count so that you can actually cross your leg and be watching TV and eating groundnut. Go out. Cast your vote. Watch it, and they will count it. You write it on your hand. If you don't have a piece of paper, I'll type it in your phone, because it's going to be uploaded in real time. But don't say I didn't tell you. This election is important. Every other election is important. But this one, permit me, all broadcast journalists, this one is importanter. Do you understand? It's very important. I cannot overemphasize why it is important for you to get your PVC. Please. Yes. The future of this country depends on this election. It depends on you. It depends on me. It depends on all of us. It doesn't depend on the politician. You and I are the deciding factor. Go get your PVC, and that sound off.
of Lagos right here.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Go.
All right, so what's up, Lagos? 60 minutes gone past 10 o'clock. My name is Mary Anna Cole, and I still got Info Girl, my wingman.
Scream, what's up, Lagos?
Scream me, scream me.
What's up, Lagos? Oh my God, I have energy.
Cheers to life, cheers.
Nice,
cheers.
Nice. My baby's doing fine. Okay, great.
What?
Oh, yeah, what?
Yeah,
what?
Hey, Oh, Pario. Anyway, let's muse this morning. Now, what would happen if the internet were to shut down? Not for a day.
Not a doozy.
Not for 2 days. A whole year. How would you cope?
A whole year.
Let me ask it again. If the internet were to shut down for a whole year, what would you do? Now, somebody posted that social media and the whole internet needs to crash for like a year so everybody can snap back into reality. And when I talk about snapping back, all the filters go. Shit. The filters with Snapchat, they go. All the photo twisting apps that makes you have a flat tummy or a curved body when you don't really have it in reality, it goes. Nowhere for you to say, I'm richer than you, by the places you go to eat and where you go to shop.
Nobody sees that.
Because nobody will be caring about that anymore. Nowhere for you to say, I'm popping champagne in so and so and so.
Makeup on fleek, whatever.
Or I want to show you guys the newest makeup I have. It's not going to be there. How are you going to cope? And then the nice TikTok videos that you're always watching to keep yourself busy, especially if you go on a boring date, you just keep clicking on your phone. It's not going to be there. Will it help us to snap back into reality? So I'm asking this morning, what if social media were to shut down or crash for a whole year? What do you think would happen? Would you snap back to reality? Or will we all just go crazy? Or will we even start making more friends and being a bit more realistic towards life?
This is calling your consciousness to the fact that who are you outside social media? Who are you without your phone, really? Oh my God. Man, who are you without your phone?
Me. I'm me.
Right.
I am me. Because this is me. This thing I'm doing, this is me. Internet is just by the side. In fact, if you go on my socials, it's basically what I do here that's on there. So there's nothing really outside of
the profession.
Really, there's nothing. It's just either you see me on TV or you see me on radio, you know, that's it. There's nothing more. It's not like I have like a special thing that I put out on social media that, you know, you see a different me. What you see is what you get.
Wow.
But there are people who rely on social media for their personality. That's what gives them a persona. And outside of social media, they really don't know who they are. Well, that's the conversation we're having right now. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. Are you one of those people that your phone is constantly in front of you like this?
You never look up from your phone.
Join the conversation. You can tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. You could join the conversation also on our WhatsApp. Would like to hear from you this morning. If social media were to crash, not for one day, not for 1 month, a whole year, how do you cope?
6 to 5 days.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, this is Marcus Ajabo calling from Bagada.
Marcus, what would you do without social media? Are you even a social media person to start with?
Of course.
All right.
Okay. I'm on social media. All social media. I'm dead.
So what would you do?
I don't see what I can do. Honestly speaking, I don't know yet because there will, concentration in anything will not be there. I can't concentrate on anything.
But how do you concentrate on social media to be able to concentrate on other things? I'm thinking that if social media is taken away, then you have 100% rapt attention to whatever it is that you want to do.
Come again.
How can you tell me that you will not have 100% concentration
I won't have it.
Without
I won't
social have it. Media?
If without social social media, it will bring anger. Social media gives joy. When you are doing something and you remember that, okay, you are going to
check one video out.
You know, you have your mind will be glad somehow. When the whole year, even if you can imagine when the network failure for just 1 hour, 2 hours. People begin to sweat as if it's their personal business. You understand? Not to talk of 1 year. I think some people,
Marcus just say that I be fent. So, because you say some people we fend, it's you that we fend. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. If you are a lady, call 01465-7190. Okay, we want to hear from you. Ladies, now 99 we talk about. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Tim Brulee.
What?
Tim Brulee.
Tim Brulee.
Yeah, Tim Brulee.
That's an interesting name. Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm from Imo State.
Okay.
Igbo State. I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. Just go ahead. What happens if social media crashes for a whole year for you?
Make I calm down. Nah, man. Life will still go on normal.
Okay.
My containers in the high sea will continue to be coming.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is just my submission this morning.
Okay, so he's saying, I don't care about social media. I don't care about the internet. You know what? My ship does not need social media to get here.
So what about people who have businesses on the internet, that have business online?
Well, call me and tell me. What are you going to do then?
This guy just said something on WhatsApp now. He says, I do business on the internet and so I'll be greatly affected. That's what
you didn't. So, for example, because you see, we have a lot of e-commerce going on, you know. A lot of businesses have moved from their shops. People do have shops. Like, they have real shops.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'd rather do e-commerce because it gets them more
traffic,
you know, a more audience and more traffic, you know. But we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? And we are still talking about the internet. You know, we've somehow acclimatized to, you know, using the internet one way or the other, whether we're using WhatsApp, whether we're using Signal, whether we're using, what's the other chat thing?
Telegram.
Or whether you're using Facebook, which some of us have abandoned because our fathers and our mothers have taken over.
Stalking us there.
Yes. So, or you're using Instagram or TikTok or Twitter, which I love. Whatever it is. You know, before when it started, a lot of people were like, what's that? I mean, I'd never be on TikTok. I will never be on TikTok.
Why? You're too serious-minded.
No, it's not about being serious-minded.
I'll sound off on you one day.
Nah, I'm just not a TikTok fan. I'll tell you what, in 2019, I had this Indian classmate who was always putting up videos, and I'd see it on Instagram. I'd say, how do you do these videos? And he's like, it's TikTok. What is TikTok again, please? Because you see, the Asians always come up with these things and then they now push it to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, I'll download it on your phone so that you can... He downloaded it. I'm telling you, TikTok became really famous at the end of 2019 into 2020. Now, when I saw people doing TikTok, I don't realize... One of those days, I was just going through my phone and deleting apps that I was not using. And then I just saw TikTok. I had never opened it, so I just deleted it. So when I started seeing TikTok, I was like, is it on that app that I deleted on my phone? And that's it. I've never, ever again had TikTok on my phone. I've never felt the need. No.
I'm going to make you do it one day.
I don't have time.
I'll come into the studio and do a TikTok video and you will do it.
You're doing this on your phone.
With you.
Girl, I'll just be looking at you like, okay.
And that's a video. I mean, anything is content.
But that's
on TikTok.
What I'm saying. I will not do it because I feel like, why are we doing this? I'd rather do reels. And the reels are more straight to the point, you know.
Really? Absolutely.
Because I like Instagram.
Not very complicated ones that like TikTok too. Maybe one day I'll start telling people to follow me on my TikTok so we'll have fun together. But
You should. Because you have the time. I don't. But so guys, we're asking, what if the internet for a whole year was shut down? It literally crashed. So when I say internet, including, you know, going to, what they call it, Google or Safari or whatever you use to browse, Chrome, What's the other one? Mozilla Firefox. Everything literally just goes. Explorer, down. Everything down, down, down. You can't FaceTime. You can't do nothing. You just pure calls and text messages. SMS.
Reignite your spiritual life.
What would you do? How would you cope? What would be your sustenance? That's if you're very reliant on social media. Because you see, I hear that a lot of people who have mental health issues, you know, mostly look at videos on the internet to, you know, calm their nerves. And I mean, everybody has their medicine, you know. So I'm asking, how would you cope? What will happen? Somebody posted that if this thing were to crash, we would all snap back to reality. How true is that? Again, don't forget, TV will be back in the business. We'll be radio. Back top. Because even TV is now on social media. Radio, we're on social media. And that's why you can listen to us from anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And if all of that crashes, what do we do?
We go back to it, our first love. I'm sorry for all I've done unto you.
Hey,
take
wait.
Me back.
0700-993-993-993-993. Think about it. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. All right, we want to hear from you. And you can use the hashtag on Twitter, WhatsApp Lagos. Let's hear from you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hey, cheers to life.
Good morning to you, Mimi.
Good morning.
It's okay, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm going to stretch. Go ahead and wake you.
Ah, stretch was here yesterday. Where are you? Are you just waking up?
I can't.
You're late to the point.
It's been longer, I had his voice.
Okay, yeah, not up to date.
You need to keep
moving
up.
On.
Okay. Internet will be shut down. We go back to only phone making and SMS now.
You
cannot come and kill ourselves.
Ah, you cannot come. Oh, God, I like you. We cannot come and kill ourselves. We just acclimatize. We just shape up. Thank you very much for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Sorry. Please call me back if that was you. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Turn off your radio, please.
It's off now. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, my G?
Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling
from?
My name
is Sam. My name is Sam.
Sam,
Sam from Lekki.
Okay, Sam, you are thinking.
I think
okay.
I where you're from.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, I'm not thinking. So, back to the topic. If internet was to be down, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Crash, you'll not be down. No. Down now one day.
Crash for 1 year.
Crash. Like, you know, it's gone.
Incognito. Igohado. How are they reach my customers now?
Hey, wait. You can't put adverts for Nigeria Info. Call not eight not.
Now
you go shock. That time, now. That's what everybody will have to do. TV and radio. That will be the only way.
Go hard though. May that one not happen. You know now, everything don't go digital. So
exactly.
Now, take these customers.
Uh-huh. But if for some reason the internet crashes and we all have to go back to something, I mean, you have to re-strategize, wouldn't you?
I will go back to normal way we used to do it inside my
kitchen. What is the normal way?
About link customers around the road.
If I might ask, what's your business? What's your line of business?
Okay, I deal on lighting.
Lighting? So house lightings?
Yes, chandeliers, wall brackets.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Lovely.
Really nice.
Great business. Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank
all right,
you.
All right. I like businessmen. I don't know how to do business.
But you like businessmen?
Yes.
You're putting out there so that...
No. I like people who have a great business acumen,
I have,
you know.
I mean...
What did you say?
You know.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hold on.
Hey,
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
You woke up and chose energy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes.
If they shut on the social media, I think one door closes, another door will open.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So it will increase the rate of employment. The employment rate will increase.
Mm-hmm.
Why did I say that? Most of the youth will be employed as a tank crier.
Okay, yeah, not serious.
Go. Listen, no. They'll be giving us a message.
So this is the work that you're saying is employment. Auntie, why are you so evil?
They'll be doing that.
That's
nice.
That's my
thinking
forward.
Why so mean? So wait, if I say I want to employ you as a town crier, you take it. What's the pay like?
I mean, you can ask.
I'll tell you, you have HMO.
Actually, I'm a town crier.
You got car insurance. Nigerians, you guys are the best. I swear, like you guys are the best people on the planet. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Is this Feta or I don't know?
Info girl.
She's the same person, actually.
Okay. Info girl, right?
Yeah.
See, Marianne. For me, I think I will appreciate it anyways. Let us go back to Stone Age again, once more. Maybe we'll appreciate the future we were before.
Huh.
You know? So.
But you know, social media has taken us to heights that on a normal day, we couldn't have gone. So why are we going back instead of going forward?
Don't worry. So that we appreciate the fact that those that want to, you know, close up Twitter, want to shut people not talking on social media, maybe they don't understand that, this social media thing is actually a good thing for everybody. So all of us will now go back to just calls, SMS. Maybe we'll just, you know, sit down. Whatever we see, we'll know. Whatever we see, we'll see. Whatever we
so
hear,
I'll not just show up in your house and say, I don't send you WhatsApp message, you know, go. So I came.
I say send me SMS. You know, people don't actually send SMS anymore.
At all.
It's very difficult for these people to send SMS.
At all. It's always on social media.
It is actually going off. Now it's WhatsApp, it's, you know, if at least the list of people that I know, they're not on Instagram, everybody, multiple on WhatsApp,
yeah.
You know, so you can always, but anyways, let us just shut it down, you know, that 1 year,
she's
you know,
really
we appreciate ourselves
I'm telling
more.
You.
Mm. We'll see ourselves more, you know, I'll come and see you, and you see me, I'll know, ahead. So I think after 1 year, they will know that social media is a good thing.
Right.
They've actually helped. You know, yes, we have the bad parts, but there are a lot of good
things
that come out of social media.
I also think, I'm so sorry we ended that call quickly because we have to go for a quick break to bring you messages. So, I think that social media also makes friendships not, you know, in person. Yes, because you see, my friend would just say, oh, I'll send you a message later. But you know, before you will show up and be like, let's gist. We have plenty gist.
It doesn't make people present, really.
Yes, really. Even when people go out on dates, they are pressing their phones. And that's one of my pet peeves. We're out on a date and even if it's not a date, we're friends, we're hanging out. Drop your phone. Let's talk. Let's look at each other's faces. Mm-hmm. Like, social media is not going to go away. But when I leave here, I might not see you till in another month or too. So why can't we just enjoy the moment, live in the moment? I don't know.
But you know, the thing is, sometimes I feel like people resort to the social media thing or their phones when they run out of conversation, when they don't have something to say. So when I see something
online,
but
if
and
you're
I show
present, you will always have what to say, except you are with a crowd that might
not
be
really
intellectually not
with,
your level. But you see, sometimes it's okay to just listen and nod. You must not have something to say. And there's nothing wrong in somebody saying, people having conversations, and then they say, so what do you think? And you're like, well, I'm not very savvy with this, you know, in this area, so I'd rather listen and learn. They would respect you better than you pressing your phone. They look at it as you being very rude.
Snubbish.
Yes.
That's true. Anyway, this guy says, good morning, Marianne. That's what he says, Marianne. What's up, Lagos Stressed Life? If social media crashes for a whole year, it will negatively impact me and billions of people across the world. Anxiety and depression will set in. In fact, I will be depressed. He says he will be depressed and aggressive. Social media has become the easiest and fastest medium through which the world connects, and waking up one morning and it's no longer accessible, it will spell a doom. Now, this one says, internet includes all social media, including our simple Google search and emails. If these are unavailable for just one day. Not to imagine 1 year, just repent. It will be the end of time.
Come on.
Uche,
don't be a scary cat. Come on. Come on, Uche. I'll be a bit too extreme.
Ah, but yeah, really. I mean, for 1 year.
It's not even that bad. Were we not surviving?
You hear me say from the beginning that just go and reignite your spirituality. Whatever spirituality you belong to, go and reignite it.
No, but madam, but we were here. Why are we making it look like it's oblivion? We were here just a few years ago. Don't you remember?
Well, we can't be moving backwards. We have to be moving forwards.
What
right?
if we're trying to so cleanse? We're trying to cleanse
movement.
Humanity
again. Why you if, should be
what
scared?
If, what if it's an it's a cleansing of sorts of our mindsets and our realities and the, how we relate with people and the social.
So that's that. Well, I don't understand who is coming up with these ideologies.
I'm just saying. Scenario painting.
It can't be. I mean,
okay, baby.
Powers that be are looking for how to onward, you know, life.
And that might just be part of us going forward because you see, sometimes you need to press pause to be able to re strategize to go forward.
And a broadcaster, don't drop quotes. Me, I'm saying that. I'm telling you that I actually subscribe to Uche's, you know, I get what you're trying to say. We should just repent because
yeah, no, bro. You're a clown. Okay, let's take another message.
All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? The internet should not go down, no. I'm a social media analyst. My job has a lot to do with the internet. So if it crashes, then I'll fall to my side hustle, Barry from Lagos.
Barry, what's your
side
hustle?
At least you have something, right?
What's your side hustle? Tell us. I will not tell anybody.
This guy says, hello, I'm Hillary. If social media is shut down for a year, it will affect me partially because the era we are is now developed that our businesses are on social media. But at least I'll have a lot of savings at the same time because the money we burn on social media is too much.
It's
and mostly
true.
My business is plumbing material, so internet is not our problem. You see,
yes,
you are on the safe side, my dear.
Yes.
You don't got no problem.
See, let me tell you guys, people like me and Feta will be on the benefits side. Our salary will increase. Because all of you come here to promote.
Maybe
we should go and connive with CIA to bring down the internet. I'm joking.
Patrick from Akute says, good and bad gum everything for life. Social media shut down. We go enter traditional media. When will they write Dito before Dear Marianne? Businesses will be raw. Coal will enter manual way. I don't understand what that means. Surprise visits go plenty. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we go survive, I'm sure.
I would really like to see my friends more visits. Often so that we can just hug and just say,
I'm a bore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Lagos, I want to give gifts this morning. I haven't given you a gift, right? I want to give a gift this morning. So I'm going to give 10,000 naira this morning. How about that? Yes, I'm feeling generous. You know what? So I'm going to ask a question. You need to, once you call in, get ready. Just start calling now. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, 01465-7190. I'm going to ask a question and you have 30 seconds to give me the answer. If you try to Google it, I will know. It's not even Googleable. You understand me? You know I work for the NSA. This thing cannot work. If you Google from your phone, I see it. Yes, I'm watching you. I'm Big Brother.
She will see it. She's really, really
All right, well, I'm going to open the phone lines. Let's give out some money this morning. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up?
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ogechi.
Who was our special guest on yesterday's show? 30 seconds.
Oh, my God. Inec woman.
My dear, that was last week.
My dear,
y'all lost it. Please.
You gotta try later.
Better luck next time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Women like money. Yeah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Teresa. I'm calling from Shangotedu.
Teresa from Shangotedu. Okay.
Yes, Calista, yeah.
Oh, Calista. Calista.
Yes.
What was?
Color.
Oh, first time caller. Calista, you're calling because you want money. But you not call us to talk about anything on the show. It's money you want. That's why they say women like money.
I've been trying. I couldn't get
through. Yeah, but you now got through when it was money time. Hey, auntie. Anyway, what was Sound Off this morning about?
Sorry?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
10 seconds
okay,
more.
What we're talking about, the topic this morning is about about internet.
No, you lost. Okay, let's see if we can get another lucky winner. All right, hello, good morning. Oh dear, sorry about that. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Cheers, good morning. Life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Andrew from Savoyava.
All right.
What was the surprise thing that happened yesterday?
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were still talking about what will you do if there's
no security. No, we're giving away money. Okay, do call us back, all right? We'll still have that conversation if we have time. But we're giving out money. We're giving out 10,000 naira to two people. If you can answer my question, 5K is all yours.
And if you can answer it,
goodbye. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life.
Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
My name is Chinedu.
Chinedu.
Calling from Ikorodu, Ijede.
Yeah, Chinedu, you're having a very good time. What was the surprise thing that happened yesterday?
Surprise thing that happened yesterday was Yoruba Nations.
No. We're talking about on the show. All right, well, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Your name? Where are you calling from?
Messi calling from Ikorodu.
What was sound off on Friday?
Friday.
Yeah.
Super.
Okay, thank you for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, so sorry. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Turn off your radio, please.
Hello?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Chinenwa.
Chinenwa, what are we talking about on the 11 o'clock hour?
We are discussing about if the internet was shut down.
No. I said 11 o'clock hour, but thanks for trying. So, you see, this is the thing. When you're listening to the show, I need you to pay attention, rapt attention, because you see, I could randomly ask you what I talked about a few minutes ago. And just when I started the show, I did tell you what we're going to be talking about on the 11 o'clock hour. But so many people were not listening. So I'll start all over again. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Okay. Yeah.
Turn off your radio quickly.
I'll do that. I don't.
All right. What was sound off about this morning?
This morning?
Yes.
They were talking about the spokesperson of Tinubu campaign.
No, sorry. I'll ask the question again. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Morning, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It is Bola calling from Ojo.
Bola, what was sound off this morning about?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What was sound off this morning about?
Well, no idea.
Okay, goodbye. I have 30 seconds. Who can give me the answer to what's up Lagos's sound off this morning? Turn off your radio, please. All right, call me back. All right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
What was sound off about today? And there you
Ask me the question now.
I 10,000 naira goes back home with me. We try again tomorrow. In the meantime, we gotta go, Lagos. We'll be right back on the 11 o'clock hour to talk about mental health. Minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos. My name is Mary Anacom, and I still have Info Girl with me. Now, we did say that we were going to be talking about the mental health bill that was recently passed by the Muhammad Buhari regime of government, I beg your pardon. Now, a lot of people have applauded Mr. President for passing this bill, because for them, this is one of the things that posterity would remember Mr. President for. And just to give you some background, now, I'll just, you know, look at what the bill is about and how it will help, especially for those who one way or the other might be dealing with drug addiction issues, depression, schizophrenia, and the likes of it. But I'm not an expert. My guest has joined me. He's joining me live from Enugu. I'm going to give you some background into my guest, and then we will set this ball rolling. So for those of you who have not seen the mental health bill, just go Google it. You'd find it and take a look at it. There's a lot of information there. And this is a great way for us to start off the new year, especially when it comes to addressing, you know, mental health issues. Now, my guest is David Folaromi. He is the presiding director, David Folaromi Foundation, and he is a mental health advocate. He's joining us live from Enugu. David, it's so good to have you join us. Is it possible for you to turn on your camera so we can see you?
Oh, yes, definitely. 1 second, please.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Yes, great.
Good morning.
So, David, you are a mental health advocate, and I guess that you have been doing this because of some experience that you've had over time that has gotten you to become an advocate. Let's build it from there. Why did you decide to be an advocate for mental health?
Okay, thank you very much, Marianne. Thank you for having me on Nigerian Info FM. I had challenges or struggles with addiction. This lasted 7 years, and the strain it cost me and my family, and then also those that I had met in that 7 year period, and I could see the suffering and the pain that people went through because they didn't understand that addiction in itself was a mental health illness. And then in the process of recovery, while I started going for therapy and counseling and other things, I now noticed that it was a bigger problem that we had in Nigeria. Now, I spent some time in the UK, and I've seen the way mental health is treated in the West compared to how it's treated in Nigeria. We don't know much about it. There's a lot of stigma. There's a lot of stigmatization. And this is because people are not informed. So I just took it upon myself to dedicate some aspect of my life, some part of my life, to enlightening people and creating the awareness and advocating for mental health practices, fair practices in the country.
Okay. So let's take a look at the mental health bill. A lot of stakeholders seem to be commending Mr. President for passing this bill into law. But then, of course, we're looking at the bill not necessarily from an educational perspective. We're looking at the implications it would have for people who are living with addiction and mental health issues. So what is the direct implication of this bill as we speak? We're starting a new year. And one of the good things is that, you know, a bill has been passed into law. Like you said, living abroad and living in Nigeria, two different scenarios, two different treatments when it comes to, you know, addictions and living with these things. What is the implication for us as the Nigerian as a Nigerian state?
First of all, it's a big win for us. It's a big win for everybody who is interested in having a healthy society. It's worthy of note that we must remember that there is no health without mental health. So if you're thinking about health, according to WHO, it's a holistic term that covers your emotional well-being, your mental well-being, and everything. So it's actually a win for everybody. It's actually a win for the country. We are now at par with safe practices when it's in regards to mental health with other countries in the West. Now, bringing it down to your question on how it impacts people who struggle with addiction, I'll just run through a few points, and then if you want me to elaborate on any, I'll be glad to. Number one, it will help to reduce the stigma. You know, addiction in itself, like I said, is a mental health illness. And then people have looked at it from the wrong perspective for a very long time. So with this bill now, when people begin to talk about it openly and not like a taboo anymore, it reduces the stigma And the ripple effect of this is that people will now be able to come out and speak out, you know, saying, okay, Miriam, I have a problem with addiction. Do you know where I can get help? And because it's now an open thing that people can talk about, then you can now say, okay, I can refer you to this or I can refer you to that, so you can get safe practices. Number two, it will introduce what we call safe harm reduction practices. Harm reduction practices are practices that are endeared to see that people who are struggling with addiction or other issues, mm-hmm, can we can reduce the harm that they will experience from those practices. Example would be providing needles for people who inject themselves with drugs. Mm-hmm. Now, this might sound quote unquote like a taboo, and it might feel like you're enabling them, but at the end of the day, you find out that if you're providing these things for these people, you're actually helping them, because whether you provide it for them or not, they are going to inject themselves, and probably they might inject themselves with needles that are not sterilized. Yeah, okay. And then eventually, yes, now get another disease. So you're now treating two issues. Number three is that we'll have access to better evidence-based treatment methods. So instead of going to places to hide and then they are flogging your children and using very archaic modes of treating this illness, because now this bill has been passed to law, we now have scientific and evidence-based treatment methods. Number four, there will be more funds for research. It's very important that research is carried out to know the causes, the trends, and the preventive measures on treating mental health issues. And finally, there will be more enlightenment to help the whole population.
Great. I have so many questions. My mind is going in different directions, because this is not the first time that we're addressing the issue of addiction and, of course, mental health. So I'm thinking, when we say that we're now doing scientific-based treatments, do we have scientific-based laboratories and centers, treatment centers? Mm-hmm. Because you see, you talked about the cake way of treating the issue of addiction. Have we been able to, because you know in Nigeria we like to put the cart before the horse, have we put those places together in preparation of this bill, in preparation for this bill, and how we can address issues related to this?
Okay, thank you very much. That's a very intelligent question. Yes, we have. Even before this bill was signed by Mr. President last week, for years now, we have professionals in the field, psychiatrists, sociologists, social workers, who understood the need for the provision of evidence-based treatment methods. For the last 10 years, the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime had their program in Nigeria, UNODC, had the program in Nigeria, and they have been educating professionals on these treatment methods and prevention techniques. So yes, we do have centers that carry out evidence-based scientific modes of treatment. Are they enough? It's another question. And the answer to that is no. We have way more people who need this care than the available resources or than the available treatment centers that are available. So with the signing of this bill into law, we want to believe that more people, more trained professionals, we come up and open more centers that will be able to meet the needs of the several issues we have with regards to mental health clients.
Again, you can't say that you want to deal with addiction if you are not also going to the people who are supplying the drugs, the people who are making it easy for people to get addicted. And I mean, this is an age-old problem. I mean, there was a research that showed that half of the guys who work in Wall Street were on some form of, you know, drug, you know, whether it be pain medication or even crack cocaine. But we also see that in today's Nigeria, drugs are peddled like, you know, candy everywhere, even as bad as secondary and primary schools. So it's not enough to open as many centers for rehabilitation. What about dealing with, I mean, kudos to the NDLEA. They're doing a great job under the, you know, the former governor of Lagos State, Marwa Abubamara. But again, how much of that work is on the ground to deal with, you know, these guys who are spreading these drugs to our children and getting people to be more and more addicted?
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. We I'm happy you mentioned the work His Excellency retired Brigadier General Abubakar Marwa is doing with the NDLEA. When we want to fight drug abuse, it's divided into two major aspects: drug demand supply and drug demand reduction. Now, drug demand supply, the work of drug demand supply is heavily taxed on the stakeholders, the number one stakeholders, which is the NDLEA. And in that regard, since the current chairman has ascended the office, they've been doing an excellent job. It's no news that we've been hearing series of busts, series of arrests, series of prosecutions, series of seizures, you know, and so they are doing a very good work. But then we now have the drug demand reduction, which is drug abuse enlightenment through education, sensitization, advocacy, education, and even what we're doing now. So this cannot be taxed only on government agencies like the NDLEA or the Nigerian Police or the Customs Services. Private individuals have to also play an important role in doing this, which is where organizations like our foundation comes in. For the last 5 years, we've been carrying out a robust drug abuse awareness program and campaign across the state of Nigeria. Last year, we visited all of the geopolitical zones and many other NGOs and CSOs, religious organizations, youth-based organizations have been blazing the trail in this regard. So while it might seem like these drug peddlers are still on the streets, remember, these are criminals who are always who always want to be one step ahead of the law. Mm-hmm. It's worthy of note that the private sector is actually playing a very important role and doing very well in this regard. Our challenges are a lot, but I assure you that they are surmountable. And I assure you that we'll surmount them.
I'm going to ask a very critical question. You might not be in the best position to answer it, but I'm hoping that you'd attempt it. It's one thing to apprehend people, these drug barons or the people, I mean, like the one that was busted in Ikoyi. We also know that we have a problem with trusting law enforcement. How are we going to make sure, especially those in the private sector, working with those in the public sector, to make sure that these drugs don't end up back on the streets? Because there's always a tendency of these drugs coming back to the streets. Like I said, you might just attempt it.
Myriad, I get this question almost every time I'm interviewed. Somehow some persons just assume I work with the NDLEA, but it's a good question because we have a good working relationship with them. The NDLEA or the security forces in Nigeria in the past may have lost trust of the citizenry, and it takes baby steps, you know, one step at a time to rebuild that trust. Now, we've seen prosecutions. We've not just seen arrests. We've not just seen seizures. We've actually seen prosecutions. Last year, we saw quite a number of prosecutions, and we also saw a public display of the destruction of these seized items. You know, and that's true. And not just in the headquarters in Abuja, all around the country. This public destruction of these seized narcotics has been going on. And things like this, activities like this will help to gradually build the trust of the citizens again. Another question we should ask, these people who have been arrested and been persecuted, we don't see them on the street anymore. The particular people who have been arrested with these drugs are either behind bars, serving their terms, or awaiting trial. None of them have been let out on bail. You know, so the NDLEA is doing a very good job in making sure that these criminals are not back on the streets. And then with this openness, you know, if you follow the NDLEA's Twitter pages or social media pages, you'll see that there's an openness about their activities, and they want the citizens to be able to say, okay, we trust the number one stakeholder tasked with reducing drugs on the streets and in our society. So it might take a while, but it's a gradual process and we'll get there.
Let's talk about schools and young people, because they're seemingly the targets of these guys. Now, they're literally catching them young. I mean, the last time I had someone who runs a rehab here in the studio, he was telling me that it's as young as primary school goers, especially here in Lagos. What should That's be the true. Measures that schools put in place, especially? It's not enough to have a counselor in school. It's not enough to have a sick bay. What about talking to kids about drug addiction and mental health issues? Do we have enough of those conversations had even at that level of primary education?
Thank you, Maria. The thing is, A few years ago, the Ministry of Education had introduced some sort of drug abuse education into the curriculum of young students, I think from primary to secondary school level. So when we go out to speak to these students, we find out that they do have an idea of what drug use or drug abuse is and what it can do to a person. Now, the guest you had in the studio that told you about people coming into rehab as young as primary school is actually absolutely correct. Mm-hmm. We also run a facility here in Enugu State, and we see people as low as the ages of 9, 10, 11. I had, 2 weeks ago, I was in Lagos, or a few weeks ago, I was in Lagos, somebody called me about a 13-year-old who was abusing kerosene. Eventually, that young boy died.
What? Kerosene?
Yes, kerosene. These are a group of drugs. We call them unconventional drugs. Kerosene, super glue, petrol, pit latrines, things like that. Dried lizards, dried scorpions. These things are abused to get people high. And they are very dangerous. They're as dangerous as the regular narcotics you know about.
Wow.
So that young boy died at the age of 13. So the person who came is very correct. Now, the issue here is, how do we tackle drug abuse education? Number one, we need a synchronized curriculum on drug abuse education. You can't have me going to school A in Lagos, and then you have somebody who has come to tell them that marijuana at some extent is good. And then you have somebody who comes with a religious perspective and says, there should be no marijuana. You should not even be near it. So you're confusing these children.
Mm.
You're confusing them. So the first thing we should do, the NDLEA, the Ministry of Education, should come together. The CSOs, the NGOs, the religious bodies who are going out to speak to these students should have one single message for the entire country.
Mm.
We've been singing this song for a while, and we hope that very soon we get answered. And then number two, Marianne, it's not enough to teach about drug abuse education. We must teach them relevant life skills. We must teach them communication skills. We must teach them assertiveness. We must teach them self-efficacy. We must teach them problem-solving skills. You can't keep solving problems for your children all the time. When they go out there and they're met with a problem they can't solve, and somebody says, have a joint of marijuana, it will help you solve that problem. Because they don't understand how to solve problems, they will go into using that marijuana. And then it becomes two problems you're now trying to solve. So some of these life skills, social skills, coping skills are what we should concentrate on. Not just the regular, don't smoke marijuana, don't smoke cigarettes, don't drink alcohol because it destroys your kidney. No, they know that already. They know that from social studies. They know that from these basic educations.
Mm-hmm.
So we now actually have to go to the nitty-gritty of life skills that can help them to say no when you are not there as a teacher, when you're not there as a parent, when you're not there as a counselor, when you're not there as a pastor and imam, when they are alone, faced with the world. Those life skills you can equip them with will be what will be able to help them to say no to these drugs.
I feel like I should have you go to every school with me every other day, you know. But my colleague in the studio has a question for you quickly before we go on a short break.
Okay. Good morning, David.
Okay.
So I've often wondered some time ago that I'll always tell a friend of mine how I think that as you can walk into a hospital and just access or just visit, see a doctor because you have maybe fever or typhoid or whatever. Wouldn't it be nice if you can also walk? I know it's a special case of, you know, treatment for people who have mental health, but you also agree with me that there's a degree to this mental health, right? So don't, what do you think about the integration of therapists to hospitals where people can just walk in and just talk to a therapist and just get your treatment or something like that, instead of just secluding the treatment to a particular facility where you have to go? You know, I would like you to tell me more about that.
No, if you leave me now, I'll just make you the new Minister for Health. That's what we've been saying for the past few years.
Mm.
That's what we've been saying for the past few years. At the level of the primary health care, there should be a mental health desk.
Mm.
Even at the local events, it doesn't have to be in some fancy Ikoyi hospital. No.
Mm.
At every local government, level of the primary healthcare providers, there should be a mental health desk. I should be able to walk into any hospital, and once a person is going to where he can get treated for malaria, I can go to where I can get treated for depression or anxiety or drug abuse. It's as simple as that, you know. So hopefully what this new bill that has been signed by their president will help us to achieve, if we can actually get that, we'll go a long way to reducing. You know, my sister in the studio, there are a lot of people who are suffering from mental illness on the street, and we don't even know, because even they themselves don't even know it.
Yeah, because we all look normal.
Yes, all look normal. I was driving the other day, and a fully grown woman just sat in her car at the junction and was crying hysterically.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a very busy junction. I felt so sorry for her, but I couldn't stop myself because I was rushing somewhere. And I started thinking about it. She might be suffering from some depression or anxiety.
Yeah.
And all she just needed was somebody to be able to talk to.
But very true.
These things are not available at the least level. So it blows up into something worse. And then we start thinking
We have to go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll let Lagosians chime in on this conversation and, of course, ask questions and share their comments. We'll be back. We still have David Folarami here in the studio. We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us. Still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria, in for 31 minutes gone past 11 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anna Cohn. Info Girl is here with me in the studio, and we are talking about the most recently passed mental health bill and, of course, how it affects people who are living with addiction. And my guest, Dr. David Folarami, is a mental health advocate. He also used to have an addiction. He struggled with an addiction for years. And that's why he's taking up this advocacy to make sure that several other people who might be in the situation he found himself years ago would be able to find the kind of help that they need. Now, we want you to join the conversation, Lagos. We've talked about the bill, what it seeks to do for Nigerians, and how we can key into it. Of course, there are lots of things that need to be also considered going forward, but we want to hear from you. Join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can send us a WhatsApp message, or better still, you can tweet with the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. We want to hear from you. Be part of the conversation. David, while we were on the break... Yes. My colleague was expressing some dissatisfaction with the fact that this might just be left only to the public. But how do we create that public-private partnership in this regard? Because she's afraid that just as government has, you know, somewhat abandoned the medical and health sector, this particular thing might also die.
Also, yeah.
Yes, a valid. But at the same time, there's nothing to be too worried about. To an extent, most of what we expect to come out from this bill had already been taking place. So there was already a ground, there was already a foundation for it. So it's just going to need a synergy between the government and the private sector. Now, the government is only going to act as, perform an oversight function, just like they do, because there's going to be a department of mental health in the Ministry of Health. So they're just going to oversee what is happening both in the private sector and in the government sector. So just like it happens with NUC, the Nigerian Universities Commission, they oversee the federal universities and the private universities. And somehow we found a way to work, even though ASUU was on strike for a very long time. Few people who are privileged were still able to go to the private schools. So it's going to work at some level. And there's going to be that partnership. There's going to be that synergy, because that's the way it's going to work.
Okay.
That's the only way it can work, actually. Yes.
All right. Well, we're taking your thoughts and your comments. Bring those calls in. 0700-993-993-993. We're demystifying the issue of addiction, because you see, even mental health, you are depressed, you have schizophrenia, you know, whatever it is. You know, some people once in a while, they have that dual personality. One minute they're very happy, the next minute they're, you know, very angry. They snap at everything. All you need is to have a conversation, but no more. Are we going to be looking at you like, you don't, Chris? That's a no-no. So let's go to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yeah, Dickie, Queen of Sheba. I want to ask your guest.
Okay.
As he was once a victim, what took him into that cycle? And what are the likely things that will make human beings to engage in such a cycle that is unprofitable? One. Then the number two is inviting the private sector. Because I believe that it has a lot of money to establish building houses, accommodating them. And that's very expensive for the commoners to engage in. So they should be able to introduce to the local level first, those who are harboring these mental people, to help them build a good environment for them, separate the women or girls from them, each individual, because okay. only the entire Lagos is only Yaba left.
Okay.
What they call it? The psychiatric hospital.
Yeah. That okay.
It's in entire Lagos, Ogun State, Ondo State. So you see that it was built by the colonial regime.
Okay.
I have been there only to be added with you.
All right. So that he can answer your question. Thank you very much, Ayigbe, for calling. All right, David.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I had the first part of the first question. I was just trying to jot, so maybe you'll help me with the second part.
Yeah, mostly.
The first part asked.
Yeah.
Okay, she said, what took me into it? What got you involved with drugs? Okay, that's an interesting question, and I'll try to summarize it to the best of my ability. Now, there are several factors that can get a person involved with drug use. But the first thing we must look at are the risk factors or the predisposing factors. Now, I'm not just talking for myself. I'm trying to make it general so it can apply to anybody else. Mm-hmm. The risk factors and the predisposing factors are those factors that are already in place out of the power of the individual who is using drugs. And these factors make me or her get involved with drug use. Examples of those factors are mental health illnesses in the family. So these things can actually be passed down genetically.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the environmental factors. Now you realize that there are certain areas, I'm not going to call any area, certain areas in Lagos that once you come out, you see one Alaye is mowing his weed right there on the street. Now you're taking your child to school, he is seeing these things, it's creating an image on him. That thing has, it's out of the power of the child. He keeps seeing these things, it keeps creating an impression on him. And one day his curiosity is going to set in, he'll want to try it. Compared to some other areas that you would never see a thing like that happening on the road. So we have that too. We also have the psychological makeup of an individual. Some people are predisposed to trying out drugs more than some people. Mm-hmm. Some people just have this sensation-seeking behavior that comes with them naturally from birth. You know, so these are some of the risk factors or predisposing factors. Other factors include what we call peer pressure, hanging out with the wrong crowd, the media always glorifying drugs and making it look cool, and then lack of education on drug abuse issues, and then the family too, family neglect. You know, you have children, they go to school, they come back, you don't check what's in their pockets, you don't sit down to interact with them and find out what they are learning in school, what they are learning from their peers. And, you know, things like that can actually cause a person to start using drugs. So what happened to me was one of those things. I'm not going to just make it, I'm not going to personalize it. So that's just the general answer.
Yeah, second part, she was talking about the fact that, you know, making sure that there are more and more medical facilities that are accessible. She talked about the fact that the one that she knows in Lagos is Yaba Lift, that, you know, the one, the psychiatric mm-hmm. that we have in Lagos. And she's saying that it was built by, you know, the colonialists, and that shouldn't more and more of these facilities be built.
Very lovely morning to you. Welcome.
That's part of what the mental health bill that has just been signed will create. There's going to be more funding. I think I mentioned that there's going to be more funding mm-hmm. for treatment centers to be built, because like she said, and she's very correct, rehabilitation is very expensive. There are places in Lagos that you pay 1 million naira a month.
Wow.
Just like that in Abuja too. You pay 1.5 million naira a month for wow. rehabilitation. Ours is not so expensive in Enugu State, but these things are not readily available for the common man, which is why we should be glad that this bill has been signed. Mm. We will hope that there's a budget created for this, and then more treatment centers can be created. At the same time, while we're waiting for this to happen, because we know it will not happen overnight, yeah. we must encourage well-meaning Nigerians who God has blessed financially to take up this mantle and put up treatment centers and employ professionals in the field who can actually dispense these treatment methods to people who need them the most. Yeah. It's also very important. She mentioned something about having places where you have for the men and for the women. That's very, very good. We must have gender-friendly treatment centers. There was a young lady who were treating for addiction who had a child. Mm-hmm. And then where she was before, she told us that she was in the same ward. It had just one ward. And she was in the same ward with men. So Naturally, she didn't want to stay and she had to leave. So when we're setting up these treatment centers, they must be gender friendly. We must make room for nursing mothers too, because nursing mothers do fall into the category of people who use drugs or who struggle with mental illnesses. What provisions are you making for their children? Sometimes you're giving them medications that might sedate them. Do they have caregivers who are trained to take care of their children while their mothers are receiving treatment? So that's a very fantastic point brought out there.
Yeah.
And then it must be put into consideration.
All right, because we have just about a minute to go, I'll just take one more call and see if we can quickly respond to that. Hello. Oh dear, and that call, there he goes. Okay, well, somebody has a message for us. Because of time, we'll just read it out and then wrap things up.
This person says, hey guys, this thing is worrisome and is never going to stop, never till Jesus comes, because some of these uniformed men are involved in the abuse of drug. For me, parentally, people should begin to care for children and watch them. My dear, is never going to stop. Ijoma from Moe says that.
Okay, I think we have one quick caller. Hello, good morning. Too many people are calling at the same time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You have 30 seconds. There you go. Please turn off your radio when you call us so we can take your call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You have 30 seconds. Quickly, please.
Okay, fine. My name is Daniel from Magode.
Yeah, Daniel, go ahead.
I just want to say something. Your caller, I heard what you said. I mean, they are good plans, but what are they doing about places where people go to take this drug? I once lived in a place in Egbe before Ikotu, Agodo to be precise, where every street junction, I was there last weekend, it's still the same thing. Every street junction have boys smoking weed and all of it. What's going to be done about that?
All right. You have 30 seconds, and that's what we said. All right, quickly, because now we have 30 seconds. David, I think we had this conversation earlier about, you know, dismantling these places, but go ahead.
Yeah. So these places are called black spots. They've actually been listed out and pointed out to the NDA by the NDLEA, and gradually they have a plan to dismantle them one by one. It's like a box pack of cards. You have to systematically break them down. You can't take this one out before that one, or if you mistakenly do the wrong one, then you are setting up more black spots. So let's trust the process. Let's trust that the NDLEA is doing what they're supposed to do to close all of these drug spots.
So we will go for a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up, because I think we have a few more minutes before wrap up time. So David, just stay with us so we can take more questions. All right.
Okay then.
All right. Well, it's still What's Up Lagos. We're talking about the mental health bill. We're talking about drug addiction and how the mental health bill, the implications it has on the, you know, people who are living with addiction and mental health. We'll be right back after this break.
Number one talk station.
All right, for the next 8 to 9 minutes, we're going to wrap up things on this side. Our guest still is David Folarami. He is a mental health advocate, and we're talking about mental health, the mental health bill that was recently passed by Mr. President Muhammadu Buhari. We're also looking at its implication on those who are living with mental health issues and addiction, most importantly, how this will help one way or the other to deal with the issue of addiction and drug abuse. Now, we also must applaud the NDLEA while we're at it for all the good work that they're doing, but there's a lot more ground that needs to be covered, and that's what we've seen while we're having this conversation today with David. But we want you to chime in for the next few minutes. The phone lines are open. You could send us a WhatsApp message. You could join us. We're live on facebook.com/99.3 Nigeria Info. We're also live on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, or you could tweet with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos and ask a question or comment. If you have lived with depression or mental health or whatever it is, or you have a family member and you have a question for David, please feel free to join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You could also be part of the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. Is that Info?
This is Nigeria Info.
Okay, that's very good. I misplaced the number. That's why I got it from my diary. That's why I had to make I try it.
All right. Are you calling to be part of the conversation?
Thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. Don't forget, if you're sending us a message on Twitter, we will not see it if you don't use the hashtag WhatsUpLagos. And our last caller was talking about the fact that we need to dismantle these strongholds. Now, David had said that if you know a place, you know, you could also... alert these guys, you know. I'm thinking that maybe we should also do it, because he's saying it can't just be the job of government and these law enforcement officers. We also have to be part of, you know, reading our society, because it's our society, it's our children, it's our wards that are out there, and, you know, whatever happens to them affects us too. So we, if you can give a tip off. But then, David, you see, that's another problem. Yeah. It takes us back to law enforcement. Who's to say that you would not be fingered as one who brought the intel?
No. You're not going to be fingered. There's a toll-free number that is absolutely anonymous. Nobody is going to know you're the one who called. So it's for tips like this and, you know, for anonymous phone calls, nobody's going to know. So nobody can finger you out. You don't even have to use your name. You don't have to use your number. You can just call and make the report you want to make.
Ah, so people are safe to do that. I wish we could get that toll number, but I think the NDLA...
I'll get it across to you. I actually do have it here. It's 080. Can I go on?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's 080-0102-03040.
Can you take it slowly?
I'll take that again.
Yes.
080-0102-03040.
Great. Before we go, we will have to put out that number again. It's a toll-free line. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? You're still alive.
Just alive. Good morning.
Wow. This is I'm a first time caller. I try all the time, but
first time caller.
Thank you for calling.
I really love what you guys are talking about, and I think it's become more like a pandemic or epidemic as you might have it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you have a lot of young people nowadays that are into drugs. You know, based on what they see, especially from, you know, musical artists and all those kind of stuff. It seems like drugs like the in thing for everybody to go into, and the reason I didn't mention my name is because I'd like to just remain anonymous.
That's great.
I used to take drugs as well. I used to smoke weed.
Mm.
And I can say for sure that anywhere that drugs is being sold, the police are aware of it.
Mm.
You know, and when I was younger, there were a lot of places you'd be smoking and the police would just come in. Nobody's going to move an inch. They just come in, they go meet the dealer, he pays them whatever he wants to pay them. Sometimes they get a weekly charge, sometimes a monthly charge.
Wow.
And they get their money and they leave. Sometimes we sit down and smoke with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's hardly anywhere in Lagos that I personally don't believe that. There's nowhere in Lagos that, or anywhere in Nigeria, as a matter of fact, that the authorities don't know that they are selling drugs there, or they don't know who is selling the drugs there. Most of the time, what I came to find out was that whenever I come there to make any form of arrest, it's always in different situations. Number one, either there's a change in the person handling that, you know, maybe jurisdiction. So he wants to probably just make him know that there's somebody new here.
Hmm.
They come around, they make a few arrests, we negotiate how much has to be paid to him.
Oh, wow.
And they're back to business.
Okay.
On second occasion, probably where there is a situation where there's information or maybe an armed robber there. That's most likely when you have, you know, constant boss
arrest.
You know, making arrest. So I feel like a lot more has to be done in terms of even sensitizing the guys that are supposed to do these jobs as the authorities as well.
So, all right. Thank you so much. Thank you. We appreciate it. I'm going to take one more call and then we'll wrap things up here. Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
I want that counselor, I'll be the person, to go to, they should make a program for school, primary and secondary. And the use of the body, the purpose of the body. Are you hearing me, please?
Yes, go ahead, quickly.
Okay, the purpose of the body, when you, there is a purpose for building a house.
And when the house is not occupied, what occupy it now? Spider, cockroach, every other thing occupy the house. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, so if the purpose of building the house is not, done, that is how the body is.
Okay.
They should bring their education that will really abolish drug to the primary, because the people that were interviewed said they were abandoned.
Okay.
The other one said they have no food to eat.
All right. We don't have time. So we're going to have to let you go. The message that you gave us is fully received. David, in closing, a lot of people have interesting things to say, but I must say, most importantly, it's the second to the last caller. He raised some very, very, very serious concerns.
Yes. Marianne, I don't know how much of my story you know, so I'll be lying to say if I said I'm going to refute the claims that the second to the last caller made. I used drugs for 7 years from UK to Nigeria. I lived in these drug houses, in these bunks, as we call them. And everything he has said is true. Everything he has said is true.
Wow.
Now, we can't say because of a few bad eggs who say the security forces are not doing their jobs. Yes, there are security forces who go to take bribes and who allow these things to happen under their jurisdictions. But we still have the center at the force making sure that these things are stopped. So he has said the truth. Yes, but then it's been looked at and it's been worked on.
Okay. Well, I want to say thank you. David Falaromi is a a mental health advocate, and he said he had been a drug user, hence his advocacy. I want to say thank you so much, David. These conversations are not a one-off. We should have them as often as possible, because of course the message needs to be spread. Thank you for coming on.
So whenever you need me, I'll be willing to come on air again.
No problem. Thank you so much. We appreciate
you.
Enjoy
the rest of your day.
All right. And that's the show today, Lagos. We want to say thank you to all of you who contributed, those who listened, those who didn't have to call us, but you picked a few things from our conversations today. We want to say thank you. Don't forget to follow Nigeria Info on all of its platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Download the Nigeria Info mobile application. That way you take us everywhere you go, and you can also listen to all our programs again via our podcast. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, MIMIEYO, that's Marianne Duke O'Cone, on every platform. Okay. And from InfoGirl.
Yeah.
Which one is yeah?
What do you want me to say? You said everything now.
Okay.
You guys, have a lovely day.
Love you, Lagos. Bye bye. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to